What remained memorable after a journey are the things that went wrong. The capsized boat, the detour to nowhere, that supper at the Nightmare Cafe. These mishaps gain in reflection because they can be put into a story, and it's the story you remember. There's no narrative to pretty sunsets or waiters who aren't surly, so the perfect vacation fades over time. Misfortune, on the other hand, makes the world feel strange and new. And isn't that the point of travel? Forget where you're going, says the blown tire. Look where you are. I used to enjoy hitchhiking for its randomness. Thumbing to Fort Lauderdale one spring break to visit a girl, I narrowly missed being hit by a 60-mile-per-hour grapefruit hurled from a screaming white convertible. But here's the point. I can no longer picture the girl I was hitchhiking to see, only the yellow arc of grapefruit as it sailed past palmetto trees and smashed into the pavement at my feet as if to say, "Welcome to Florida." Over time, I came to recognize the hurled grapefruit for what it was, an unexpected gift. Tourism, paying X amount of dollars for X amount of fun, isolates the traveler from locals and makes it harder to distinguish acts of kindness from contractual obligations. But anyone who's ever stopped to ask directions knows the best way to ingratiate yourself with locals is to show incompetence. Motorcycling across Nova Scotia, I was once marooned when my engine conked out at a little gas station in the middle of nowhere. Roaring into the station earlier, I'd been of no interest. But once I was transformed into a man of misfortunes, the locals couldn't do enough for me. One fellow put me up for the night. Another drove me and the bike to a repair shop in Halifax. When I offered to buy him breakfast, he refused. I'd been a problem, and once solved, he saw no reason to reverse our roles. The rest of the trip was beautiful in ways I no longer recall. Now that I'm the one planning family trips, I try to limit randomness. I make lists, study the map, keep an eye on the weather. On a recent trip to Door County, we pitched our tent by Duck Bay. That night, I awoke to thunder that boomed louder and louder as if the storm was stomping down the stairs in a bad mood. The walls bellowed in and out, and I realized the tent wasn't staked down. To keep us from parasailing into the night, I stretched my body the length of the tent, arms and legs splayed. Between lightning flashes, my wife told the children it appeared Gumby was having a nightmare. Next morning, a new tributary flowed through the tent toward Lake Michigan and made islands of our sleeping bags. Everything was soaking wet. Afterwards, we all agreed it was the best part of the trip.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen and make me think of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me